Welcome to today's episode of In Case You Missed It. Well, if you missed it, we had a social media theater for you this morning.
Hello, I'm Tudor Balustrade. Welcome to Social Media Theater, showcasing drama at its most profound and perfunctory. With this week's episode, here are Jason and Tony.
It's social media theater time. If this is your first time hearing social media theater, what we do is we take a thread from somebody's timeline and we act it out to make fun of them.
Yeah,
that's pretty much it.
Pretty much sums it up.
Let's see here. Tony, your parts today will be Alex and Beatrice.
All right.
And I will play Charles and Cindy.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Alex. Good to know that I have some shady family members. Being technically homeless with nowhere to put anything, I have been told that I have to get all of my and my fiance and her son's stuff out of my grandpa's trailer. This is supposedly so my grandpa can come home from physical rehab.
Charles. Keep your dirty laundry in the hamper, bro. You've been lucky to stay there this long. Time to go. Dumpster comes on Friday.
Alex. Oh, so if I can't move this stuff, you're just going to throw it in a dumpster? Sandy, it ain't our fault that Grandpa's coming home. Why do we have to move?
Charles. Are you serious? It's Grandpa's trailer. He owns it. It belongs to him. You must leave now.
Alex. It ain't yours, Charles. You don't tell us what to do.
Charles. Alex, nobody can tell you what to do, which is why you're almost 30, living in your grandpa's trailer with some girl and her son. Now do yourself a favor and read the last sentence again. Get it?
Sandy, you're just jealous. I seen you looking at me.
Charles, if I was looking at you, it was only to see if I recognized you from Crime Stoppers.
Alex, watch your mouth.
Charles, technically my fingers, but you're right. No need to get nasty. BTW, Cindy, why doesn't your family help you guys out?
Sandy. They already are. They take care of my other kid. Beatrice. Okay, enough jawjacking. When y'all getting out? I'm dang tired of sleeping on this old lawn chair. Alex. Sorry, Grandma. We'll be out Friday, I guess.
Join us again next time for Social Media Theater on most of this same radio station with Jason and Tony.
Also, when you hang out with Tony, you just got to be prepared for awkward conversations.
Interesting.
And if you would like to have an awkward conversation with your family, here are some awkward conversation starters.
Interesting.
Awkward things to say at your Christmas holiday.
Somebody tell Uncle Jerry to quit rubbing the leg lamp.
Weird.
I know he's 10 years old, but vaping ain't like real cigarettes.
Puff, puff, get.
Hey, whatever you do, don't ask Granny how she got them Mardi Gras beads.
Ooh, long story. Yeah.
Hey, watch how this magnet sticks to the metal plate in my head.
Magnetizing.
I saved a lot of money on these dentures. I got these from the funeral home.
Awkward conversation starters for your Christmas holiday. Yeah!
Officer Smith Wesson came by. He's cracking down on slow Santa lines.
He means it.
Hello! This is Captain Commander Lieutenant Master Sergeant Special Forces and 10th Degree Yellow Belt Smith Wesson with this reminder. We're cracking down on slow Santa lines. Every Christmas, it always happens. Thousands of kids come here to town to see Santa, but they hold up the lines, wanting things impossible for Santa to fly with. Every kid wants a pony, but there's no way to get it in the sleigh or down the chimney.
Last year, my boy asked Santa for a kitty cat. Christmas night came, and we heard an awful commotion on the roof. He was up there trying to stick the cat in the chimney, and that cat was tearing Santa's face apart.
Poor Santa Claus! He has so many deliveries to make! Getting this cat down the chimney cost him valuable time!
Well, that's the bad news. We had a big fire going, and by the time we got outside, all we could smell was burnt Chinese food.
Santa Claus got held up! Plus, the poor cat lost its life!
Well, it did, but I ate the parts that I could.
Your poor children, sir! This delivery went wrong in many ways, but one way we can prevent this is by kids asking Santa for non-living, non-violent things like Frisbees or a yo-yo. Let's use common sense when making our list. Or at least you better, because I'm cracking down.
Brought to you by PETA. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals and Animal Awareness Around America and Abroad Association Alliance.
Also, the word of the day was new for you today.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
Premeditated manwater. Premeditated manwater is what you call a snowman who points a hairdryer at another snowman. Premeditated manwater.
That's Tony's Word of the Day.
Tony had the best country lyric that was never written.
Feel free to strum along.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
Mama opened her gift, then got mad and ill. Daddy bought her a brand new cordless drill.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And of course, we'll leave you with today's
Real Good.
I love that this keeps happening. It's another day, another anonymous Secret Santa helping people out.
Aww.
For the fourth year in a row, someone in Idaho is handing out big checks to people for the holidays. And this year, they're giving away $250,000.
Get out of here.
They're working with a local news station asking viewers to nominate people who deserve help. Uh-huh. The only conditions are you can't nominate yourself and the person has to live in East Idaho. Okay. That's the only, so none of us
money.
Are.
Yeah.
They're accepting names up until Christmas, and they're already handing money out. Last week, the station surprised a single dad named Dakota, who lost his wife of 17 years this past fall.
Poor dude.
She was only 38, but collapsed in their garage back in July and then passed away in September. She left seven kids behind. Single dad, seven kids, just lost his wife. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, this man needs it.
It's been incredibly hard on Dakota and their kids, including financially, of course. How could you not with seven kids to support? How could you not be struggling financially?
As high as things are.
Well, several people nominated him, and last week a reporter surprised him with a $2,000 in gift cards plus a check for $8,000.
Wow.
He got real emotional, and he just wanted to know who to thank. Then he broke down when they told him the gift was anonymous.
That's strong right there.
I mean,
didn't want their name in it.
That's so
beautiful.
Cool. So whoever this person is, whoever this secret...
amazing human.
Right, is, wow, you are real good. Well, that's it for today. Hope you enjoyed it. That's been In Case You Missed It.